Title: Chopping Movie Dialogue into Musical Phrases Intermediate. All right, today we're taking movie dialogue and turning it into an actual musical hook in drum and bass. Not just a cinematic intro line that plays once and disappears. I mean dialogue that functions like an instrument. Rhythmic stabs, call and response, little fills, tension risers, the stuff that makes a drop feel like it has a signature. We'll do this in Ableton Live at a proper DNB tempo, using workflows that are repeatable. And we'll keep it clean, because dialogue can get messy fast if you warp it wrong, chop it with no fades, or drown it in effects. Let's set the stage. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's a great middle ground for drum and bass, and it'll make timing decisions feel realistic immediately. Mix some groups: drums, bass, music, and a dedicated group called vocal chops. And on your master, keep some headroom. Aim to have your track peaking around -6 dB while you're producing. It's not a loudness contest right now. It's about space and control. Now, before you even import anything, choose dialogue that chops well. You're listening for clear consonants. T, K, P, S, C, H. Those are your built-in drum transients. Also listen for lines with natural pauses, like the actor is already doing rhythmic phrasing for you. Something like, "You don't get it, not yet." That kind of cadence is gold because it already contains rests and impact moments. Quick coach tip here: think like a sampler player, not like a film editor. You're not trying to preserve the whole sentence perfectly. You're hunting for syllables and textures that can become rhythm. Once you've got your line, drag it into an audio track inside the vocal chops group. First clean up. Trim the clip so it starts right on the first syllable. Don't leave half a second of room tone unless you want it for atmosphere later. Then drop a utility on the track and switch it to mono. Most dialogue is basically center information anyway, and mono keeps it stable and punchy once you start compressing and distorting. Set gain so your peaks are living around -12 to -6 dB. Give yourself room. If it needs basic cleanup, do it now with stock tools. EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to remove rumble. If it's harsh, do a small dip around 2 to 4K. Small, like 2 dB. And if there's annoying room noise between words, you can try a gate, but be careful. If you gate too hard, you'll literally remove consonants, and then your chops lose bite. A lot of the time, manual clip gain is cleaner than an aggressive gate. Slower once, but better. Now we warp. Warping speech is the make or break moment. Too much and it gets robotic and facey. Too little and it drifts and feels amateur. Double-click the clip to open clip view, turn warp on, and start with Complex Pro. That's usually the best for full lines where you still want intelligibility. Set formants to 0 as a neutral starting point, and put envelope somewhere around 80 to 120. If Complex Pro sounds a bit swirly or facey, try plain complex. Sometimes it's cleaner. And in this stage, avoid beats mode for full sentences. Beats mode can stutter in weird ways on continuous speech. We'll use beats mode later on purpose, when we want that gritty jungle stutter vibe. Here's the big mindset shift. Align the main cadence, not every syllable. In DNB, it's tempting to force every micro sound onto the grid, but that's how you kill the performance. You want it to feel tight, but still human. Now, find a pocket where the phrase can live musically. Loop two bars and slide the clip so a key word lands somewhere that feels like a hook. Options that usually work: right on beat 1 for impact, the end of 2 for bounce, or beat 4 for pre-drop tension. And another coach note: in drum and bass, the snare on 2 and 4 is the judge, not the grid. If your key syllable feels locked to the snare, the listener reads it as intentional, even if it's not mathematically perfect. So keep checking your phrase against the backbeat. Now it's chop time. We're going to do it two ways: fast and musical, then surgical and precise. First, the fast method: slice to new MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient as your starting point. If the dialogue is soft and Ableton isn't detecting good transients, you can slice by warp markers instead, which means you place a few markers yourself and then slice from those. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices. Now your dialogue is playable. This is the fun part. Create a MIDI clip and start programming a phrase like you'd program drums. Think call and response. Think 16th note options, but don't fill every gap. Drum and bass love space. The drums and bass need room to hit, so your vocal should feel like punctuation and identity, not constant chatter. Quantize to 1/16 to get in the ballpark, but don't stop there. If it's too perfect, it'll sound like a typewriter. So let's add swing and movement with groove pool. Open groove pool and grab a swing 16 groove. Something like swing 16-55 or 16-59 is a good starting zone. Apply it to your MIDI clip. Set timing around 20 to 40% so it's subtle. Add a little random, maybe 2 to 8%, and a touch of velocity variation, like 5 to 15%. And here's a big one that intermediate producers sometimes overlook. Velocity is your secret groove control. Treat slices like a drummer. Accents on the statement words, lighter ghost taps between. If every hit is the same velocity, it instantly sounds programmed in the bad way. Now the second chop method, manual micro chops in arrangement view. Duplicate the dialogue track so you have a separate version to destroy without fear. Then split with Control or CMD plus E. Pull it at consonants. Split right before vowel starts for clean retriggers. Then place chops deliberately. Off beats, 1/8 and 1/16 spacing. Tiny fills at the end of the bar. And please, add fades. Dialogue chops without fades click like crazy, especially once you saturate them. Fade in around 2 to 5 milliseconds. Fade out maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds depending on how sharp you want the stop. Here's a simple one-bar DNB chop concept you can try. On beat 1, a main word. On the end of 2, a tiny consonant tick. On beat 3, a response word. And on beat 4, a stutter of 2/16ths to set up the next bar. That pattern mirrors kick and snare energy and tends to feel instantly in genre. Next step. Pitch it into the track so it feels written, not pasted. Even spoken dialogue can feel melodic if you pitch a few key slices into the song's scale. In the drum rack, open a slice and simpler and nudge transpose by intervals like plus or minus 3, 5, or 7 semitones. That naturally gives you minor scale vibes, which sits great in darker DNB. You can also put the pitch MIDI effect before the drum rack and automate it for different sections, like a darker verse with pitch down and a slightly higher, more urgent pitch in the drop, and a creative option. Once you have a phrase you like, resample it. Print it to audio, then warp that resample in beats mode with preserve set to 1/16. Push transients up. Now you get that gritty stutter texture, and you're not destroying your clean hero version. Layering is the pro move. One layer is clear and intelligible, one layer is nasty and rhythmic. Let's build the processing chain to make this club ready using stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. High pass around 100 to 160 Hz. Dialogue does not need low end in a DNB mix. If it feels boxy, dip 250 to 500 Hz by a couple dB. If it needs bite, a small boost around 3 to 6K. Then compression. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you keep consonant snap. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. You're controlling it, not flattening it into a lifeless block. Then saturator. Analog clip or soft sign. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on if it pokes out. Saturation helps it read on small speakers and helps it feel like it belongs next to aggressive drums. Optional grit. Redux. A little downsample, like 2 to 6, and bit reduction subtly. Don't destroy it unless that's the vibe. Then reverb and delay. Ideally on sends. Use a short, dark room or plate. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. High pass the reverb return. Low pass it too, so the ambience doesn't fight hats and snares. For delay, echo is perfect. 1/8 or dotted 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%, and filter it darker. And one of the biggest sounds pro instantly moves. Sidechain the vocal chop bus to the drums, or even just the snare. Put a compressor at the end of the chain, enable sidechain, choose your snare or drum bus. Fast attack, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, and aim for only 1 to 3 dB of ducking, just enough for the snare to stay king. If you want extra impact, you can also add drum bus on the chop bus. Keep drive low, push transient slightly, then EQ after to control harshness. That's how you make dialogue hit like a drum without just turning it up. Now, arrange it like a DNB record. Three placements you can rely on. Option A, an 8-bar intro radio scene. First 4 bars, mostly dry dialogue. Filtered, maybe low past around 600 to 1K, bars 5 to 8, start chopping, start adding delay throws and automate the filter open toward the drop, ending up around 8 to 12K. That transition sells the moment. Option B, drop hook call and response. Make a 2-bar phrase and repeat it across 8 or 16 bars, but vary it slightly. Swap one slice each repetition. Add a little stutter fill at the end of every 4 bars. Those small changes stop it feeling looped. Option C. Pre-drop tension phrase. Last bar before the drop, increase repeat rate. Go from 8 THS to 16 THS. Push reverb send up. Then hard cut the reverb right on the drop. That contrast creates impact without needing a massive riser. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp every syllable. That's how you get robotic artifacts and lose punch. Don't forget fades on chops. Don't put huge reverb directly on the main phrase and wonder why it disappears. Use sends and automate. And if your dialogue is fighting the snare, don't just turn it down and give up. Sidechain it, or carve a bit of space around 180 to 250 and 2 to 4K, depending on where the conflict is. Also, don't make the chops constant. Face is part of the groove. If it never stops talking, nothing feels special. Let's add a few extra coach level upgrades that make this feel like advanced production, even though it's just smart workflow. Before chopping, make a quick phonetic map. Listen once and identify hard consonants, long vowels, and breaths or pauses. Then give them rolls. Consonants become percussion, vowels become tones or pads, breaths become ghost hits or little risers. When you think in rolls, your hook sounds arranged, not random. Use two warp strategies in the same project, a hero clip in Complex Pro for clarity, and a resampled gritty version in Beats Mode for rhythm. Blend clear plus nasty, and print decisions early. Once your 2-4 bar phrase is working, resample it duodeno. Treat it like a single instrument. You'll move faster and you'll start focusing on tone, space, and transitions instead of endlessly reslicing. If you want a cool variation trick, do a question and answer layer. Duplicate your rack. Make the question brighter and tighter. Make the answer darker. Formants down a bit. More saturation, maybe shorter envelope. Alternate them each bar, and you get a conversational hook. Another nice trick. Reverse spool into the snare. Reverse just the last 80 to 200 milliseconds of a slice and place it right before snare 2 or 4. It creates suction into the backbeat without needing extra FX noise. Now let's do a quick mini practice exercise you can complete in about 20 minutes. Pick a 2 to 4 second dialogue line. Warp it in Complex Pro and align the main word to beat one of a 2-bar loop. Sliced a new MIDI track by Transience. This audio version is shortened for playback.